Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Cincinnati at Tennessee tomorrow at 3:30. Spread right now is Titans, obviously favorite at home as the number one seed, and the line is 3.5.
We betting with the spread here, or just game, just straight up?
Well, we'll save the spread for the degenerate at 9. Well, let's just go straight up. Who wins?
This is feeling exactly like our game last week. The world is picking the Bengals.
The world is.
I've not heard anybody pick the Titans. Now, maybe I haven't been right listening to the right people. But I've heard just everybody be all in on the Cincinnati Bengals. This, oh yeah, you know, the Bengals, they're better, they're more explosive, they're going to show you the difference. You know, usually you take the better quarterback. You know, that's kind of how this thing works. And Joe Burrow is probably better than Ryan Tannehill. He's definitely had a better year, but he already may be eclipsing him. So I'm going to take Cincinnati.
Ooh! Troy, you have any feeling on this game?
I mean, the only feeling is that I really do want Cincinnati to win. I think they've gone far too long of being just that city that hasn't done anything. I mean, Cleveland was like that for a while, and then they got their championship in the NBA. So my gut feeling is leaning more towards the Bengals. And just that dynamic duo of quarterback and wide receiver that they have. So I'm going to go Cincinnati.
You know, what is Tennessee defensively? That's what is going to make up my mind in this game. The weakness of the Bengals is supposed to be their offensive line. So how is Tennessee, who took a big step defensively this year, right? Because over the past few seasons, we kept making fun of them. We're like, what's up, Vrabel? You're supposed to be a defensive guy. Where are you at? Where's your specialty? Can they take advantage of Cincy's O-line? And how are they going to match up with Chase? And then how are the Bengals defensively against the Titans' power? Right? Something that isn't being brought up in this game, all this hype about Derrick Henry, they kind of have Derrick Henry's twin in the backfield already. If you watch them play. Yeah. With the kid out of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this kid is a monster. So this is the game I have the hardest time picking.
It's tough. It really is difficult.
Cincinnati allowed 26.5 this year, 26 points a game. The Titans allowed 27 points a game.
So
it's close. I'm being a chicken right now. I am going... I'm gonna pick Tennessee out of experience. I hate myself. I want Cincy to win, but I'm going to pick the Titans to win this game barely. Ugh.
It's tough. It really is tough. I could easily see Tennessee winning.
I never know what to predict at a 10.
No, I don't either. But here's the thing, you know, Cincinnati, there's some numbers that show this. They're the worst number one seed in league history.
For Tennessee.
For the Titans. They're the worst one seed in league history since they've been doing these, you know, these numbers, which they actually go back. They go back to the 70s with some of these. So they're the worst one seed they've ever seen.
Ooh.
And, you know, that usually means you're right for the picket. It's like, you know, see this in college basketball all the time. When you come to the seedings, you look for the upsets, right? The 4 versus 13, the 5 versus 12. You look at the team that it's a 12 seed that's underseeded against a 5 seed that's overseeded. So it really becomes like a 7-10 or an 8-9. And then it's a much more of a coin toss. I think that's what we are. I think the Titans are more of a 3 seed. They're not as good as Buffalo and Kansas City.
Right.
Even though they beat Kansas City this year. And they beat Buffalo. I don't think anybody really thinks they're a better team. We may just be blinded.
Cincinnati gives up the fourth most rushing yards a game at 148. Cowboys gave up 158. That was second worst in the league. I'm gonna barely go with the Titans, but I am rooting for the Bengals. San Francisco at Green Bay.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
This, you said the first game reminded you of the Cowboys matchup. This reminds me of the Cowboys matchup. Because there are Packer fans around here who I trust who said Green Bay wants no part of San Fran. By the way, did you see the Matt LaFleur comment yesterday that a lot of Cowboys fans said was completely disrespectful to us? Matt LaFleur, Packers coach, told the media, we were studying to play the 49ers before the Cowboys game. Now, a lot of people are like, well, you weren't going to play the Cowboys anyway. The Cowboys would have gone to Tampa Bay. If we won, though, then Green Bay would have been facing who?
Rams.
The Rams.
Yeah.
So that's the way you need to look at it. They were thinking that San Fran was going to beat us. Otherwise, it wasn't about studying San Fran or Dallas. It was about studying San Fran or the Rams for the 49ers. So that's the disrespect from Matt LaFleur and having confidence. Those two are boys, of course, Kyle Shanahan and LaFleur. But Packer fans around here said, we don't want any piece of this physicality with San Francisco coming in here in 12-degree weather.
Yeah, so earlier in the week, I had asked, I thought I had seen that.
And by the way, this is a rematch game. San Francisco lost to Green Bay 30-28. I think that took some last-second Rodgers heroics.
It did. And I had asked, I thought I had heard that Rodgers had never beaten San Fran before, but he did this year. He has never beaten them in the playoffs. 0-3. You know, this is an interesting game. And I wonder how much of LaFleur saying that is just doing the due diligence, like he's preparing for both teams because they had the extra week.
Right.
He knew there was going to be three teams they could face, and he was going to prepare for both of them, or all three of them. Well, you know, the rematch thing is interesting. I got a Tom Brady stat here I'll give you. You know, Tom Brady, the last time he lost to a team in the playoffs that he had played that year in the regular season was 2015. The great quarterbacks learn things from guys they play earlier that year. They learn things. They figure out what their tendencies are more so than anybody else. And I think Aaron Rodgers is in that same category. I don't have the Aaron Rodgers stat in terms of beating a team or playing them a second time, although I know they played Tom Brady last year and they got beat by Tom Brady in the regular season and they got beat in the postseason. So maybe it isn't on the same level as Tom. But I will look at that like I'm going to take Aaron Rodgers over Jimmy Garoppolo 10 out of 10 times.
And also the other thing with that Packers win over the Niners earlier this season by 2 points, the Packers run defense, they only gave up 67 yards in that game.
Ooh.
That was it. Here's the catch. Elijah Mitchell did not play in that game. Now, he played against the Cowboys last week because he almost ran for 100 yards. He went 96 yards. Now, more than likely, he will be playing tomorrow night.
Mm.
Devontae had 12 for 132. That's going to sting if Davante Adams is getting deep threats or Valdez Scantling, and we didn't test that weak secondary that commits a lot of penalties. So, yeah, you're right. 67 yards rushing. Debo, 2 carries, 0 yards, 5 for 52. I'm going to pick Green Bay. I can't allow myself to pick San Francisco. But I could see a very similar type style play out with the 49ers trying to punish the Packers and run it down their throats. All right, over to Sunday. Rams at Tampa. I'm picking the Rams. I got to go with my gut instinct. It didn't show against Philly with the blowout. I just think the Rams have more weapons. Now, people are going to say, you are really stupid to trust Matt Stafford over Tom Brady. And that could very well be true. But I still think Tampa's too banged up. The Rams are feeling great after the Arizona game. I'm going to pick the Rams to go into Tampa and beat the Buccaneers.
I am taking the Rams as well.
Oh, take that, Tom.
The last three times Tom Brady has faced the Rams. Okay, the last three times.
Now, we ignored this for Rodgers versus San Fran, right? Never beaten them, but we're picking them.
Right, but he never beat him in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The last three times, though, that Brady has faced the Rams, he scored 13 points in a victory.
Is that the Super Bowl?
That was the Super Bowl. He scored 24 points in a loss, and he scored 24 points in a loss.
Yeah, this is a rematch game, too,
yes,
of the regular season. This was the Rams Super Bowl.
Yeah.
In L.A., star-studded everywhere like a Laker game, and they beat Tampa by 10.
Yep, it was week three. Again, the last time Tom Brady lost to a team. So, the last time he lost to a team in the playoffs that he lost to in the regular season was Denver 2015. Prior to that, it was Baltimore 2012. Like, the rematch is even more so. When he loses the regular season, he wins. But he has had three straight games against this Rams defense where he has scored below his career, his normal average of points per game over those three seasons. He scores more than 24 this year. He scored more than 24 last year. And he obviously scored more than 13 points in 2018. Something about what they do, and what they do has always been the bugaboo for Tom Brady. They get home in four, and they've got elite play on the outside. Jalen Ramsey can shut down anybody. They're going to put him on Mike Evans. He's going to take care of Mike Evans, and they're going to worry about double-teaming Gronk. This is not a great matchup for the Tampa. It's not that I'm picking Stafford over Brady. This matchup is not good for them.
The early season loss for the Bucs to the Rams, 34-24, the reason why that happened, Tom Brady threw one touchdown. He threw 432 yards passing, but he only threw one TD. Gronk, Mike Evans, big day on Sunday. I'm going with the Bucs.
All right. Now, the AFC Championship game, possibly. The question for me is, how much do you really believe in Buffalo's defense? Because if you believe in Buffalo's defense, I'm picking the Bills. Josh Allen coming off the perfect game. But, man, Kansas City, they turned on that light switch. They turned into the Globetrotters against the Steelers. Holy crap. The Bills allow 17 points a game. This is a rematch. This was Buffalo's Super Bowl at KC when they won 38-20. They've won 5 of 6 overall. I'm picking the Buffalo Bills to go into Kansas City. Two road upsets on Sunday. I don't feel great about it. I hope it's a phenomenal game. I'm going to pick Buffalo to keep it going.
Okay, so you went home teams on both the Saturday games.
Yes, okay. And road teams Sunday.
Okay, all right. I've got Kansas City to win this game. I don't feel tremendous about it.
Yeah.
I'll be quite honest. I think Sean McDermott is as good or a better coach than Andy Reid. That's saying something. Andy Reid's a great coach. He's going to Hall of Fame. But Sean McDermott's amazing. Like, he's a fantastic football coach.
Yeah.
Dude took Tyrod Taylor to a playoff. I love Sean McDermott. I can't. It's hard for me to go against Patrick at home.
Troy?
I definitely want to see. What was that?
I'm thinking about changing.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry.
Go with your gut. Gut instinct. First instinct. Don't change. Oh, no. I don't want to change.
No, I'm going with my gut, and that is I want to see franchises that have struggled for so long finally get somewhere. That's why I went with the Bengals earlier, and I'm going with the Bills here. The last time these guys met, Patrick Mahomes did not have a good game. Two interceptions thrown, passer rating of 71. I mean, it wasn't a good game for him. I'm hoping the same thing can happen, but what do we hear all the time from players and coaches around the NFL? Where's one of the toughest places to play in the NFL?
KC.
There it is. And I think the home field advantage may sway that way. But I'm still going with my gut. I'm picking the Bills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.